This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Communications are out in Gaza again, and food supplies are dwindling. AP correspondent Charles Day Ledesma reports.
Communication systems in the Gaza Strip were down for a second day, with no fuel to power the internet and phone networks, causing aid agencies to halt cross-border deliveries of humanitarian supplies, even as they warn people may soon face starvation. The World Food Programme says nearly all of Gaza's 2.3 million people need food, Gaza receiving only 10% of its needed food supplies daily. And dehydration and malnutrition are growing. Aber Atifa, a Mideast regional spokeswoman for the program, says people are facing the immediate possibility of starvation, adding, with few trucks entering Gaza and no fuel to distribute the food, there's no way to meet the current hunger needs. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The families of Israeli hostages and thousands of supporters marched towards Jerusalem on Friday, ramping up pressure on the government to secure their release nearly 6 weeks after Hamas militants abducted them and took them into Gaza. The procession left Tel Aviv 3 days ago and at this point stretched a few kilometers. Police blocked off parts of the main highway as the marchers began to ascend the foothills leading to Jerusalem. Hamas fighters took around 240 hostages during their October 7th attack on southern Israel. Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi said new challenges are emerging from the situation in Western Asia during a speech at the Global South Summit on Friday.
Pashchim Asia kshetr ki ghatnaon se nayi chunautiyan ubhar rahi hain.
Modi said India had criticized the October 7th terror attack on Israel and the loss of civilians in the raging war. This is VOA News. South Africa has filed a referral to the International Criminal Court in The Hague asking that it investigate alleged Israeli war crimes in Gaza. Kate Bartlett reports that South Africa's ruling party also announced it would support a call for the closure of the Israeli embassy in the country.
South Africa is one of the most vocal international supporters of Palestinians. The governing African National Congress Party has often drawn what it says are parallels between black South Africans' struggle against the racist white apartheid regime and the situation in the Middle East. Party spokeswoman Malengi Bengu-Motsiri said Thursday they would support an opposition motion in Parliament calling for the closure of the Israeli embassy in Pretoria. There have been large pro-Palestinian protests in South African cities, as well as a smaller pro-Israel march that was disrupted by counter-protesters. Kate Bartlett, VOA News, Johannesburg.
A powerful undersea earthquake has shaken the southern Philippines, causing ceilings and shopping malls to plunge to the ground as shoppers screamed. There's no immediate reports of injuries and no tsunami warning was in effect. The U.S. Geological Survey says the magnitude 6.7 quake was located 26 kilometers from the southern tip of the Philippines. Videos posted on social media showed ceilings falling at two large malls as pillars swayed and people cowered and shouted in fear. U.S. President Joe Biden and his Chinese counterpart Xi Jinping made rival bids to win over Asia-Pacific allies at a summit in San Francisco, California on Thursday, just a day after the two leaders met in a bid to reduce tensions between the superpowers. Biden told business leaders we're not going anywhere, attending the APEC summit as he tried to reassure the 21 member economies of U.S. commitment to the region. The U.S. state of Illinois has earmarked $160 million to try to keep migrants warm through the city of Chicago's winter. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
Nearly all of the roughly 24,000 asylum seekers who've come to Chicago since August of last year hail from much warmer climates and are vulnerable to the city's bitterly cold winters. The funds include $65 million to launch winterized temporary shelter to keep people from sleeping outdoors, and a similar amount for services such as rental assistance and help with paperwork, including work permits. The city of Chicago has been in charge of housing new arrivals and has also spent tens of millions of dollars trying to accommodate them. But Governor J.B. Pritzker says the state is stepping in because the city hasn't moved fast enough. I'm Ben Thomas.
And I'm Joe Ramsey. VOA News.